T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. I love that song. I'm upset that Tom took that song so many years ago. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Always trying to have a little fun. You know, we talk serious stuff. I try to do some serious, but I also try to have some fun. You know, unless it's, you know, a breaking situation, I don't know if you'll ever get 4 hours of seriousness from me. I try to cover the serious topics, but I like to have fun too. You know, that's kind of how my life is. I like to have fun. You know, I can be serious most times when necessary. I like to have fun. I could not wake up tomorrow. At least I want to say I had some fun. So I apologize if every now and then I go off topic or I change things drastically. Or I play Tom's intro through the chorus. I'm just trying to have a little fun. I know a lot of people, you're sitting in your car, on your drive home. You've been serious all day at work, right? It's Wednesday, so I can't say you were talking about the Bills game. But sitting at work, being serious all day. So, yes, we're going to talk serious stuff this hour. But I'm going to try to have a little fun while we're being serious, if that makes any sense. And appreciate you joining me on my first day back. It was a week off. I think this might have been the longest time off at WBEN I've taken since I came back in 2017. So I think this was my longest vacation. I'll be doing it again at the end of February for my honeymoon to beautiful Jamaica. Looking forward to that. But before then, I'll be here. So you'll get your fix of Joe Beamer. And for some, that's good news, and for some, that is awful news. For Todd Nistarora, he's up next. I hope that's good news. Todd, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Congratulations on your nuptials. I hope you had a wonderful time.
Oh, Todd, I'm still on cloud nine, let me tell you. It was a great weekend.
Outstanding. I'm calling today because I'm an RN. I am an unvaccinated RN. I work outpatient. So we don't have the mandate yet. So we don't know what's going to happen, but it hasn't happened yet. I was talking with a friend of mine who's a medical doctor. What she told me is fairly upsetting. So what Kathy Hochul thinks she wants to do is remove all healthcare workers who are not vaccinated. And to fill those gaps, she's activating the National Guard, excuse me, to fill those gaps.
Yes.
The problem with that is, and this is according to my friend who's the doctor, the National Guard doesn't have a mandate to be vaccinated that goes into effect until June of 2022.
Really?
So it is a very real possibility that you are removing unvaccinated nurses, doctors, et cetera, who have been working with these patients, who know the facility and all this, and replacing them with other people who are also unvaccinated. So that, I mean, to me, that's just mind-blowing hypocrisy. And, I mean, the person that told me this is extremely knowledgeable. She's been on point on a number of things. She's actually spoken on this show a number of times as well. This is just breathtaking that they're doing these things. I don't like making comparisons to, when people make historical comparisons, there's always dramatic differences, and people like to jump to the Nazis, but the Holocaust was sort of a big deal. I understand where they're going. I get the concept, but we really can't minimize putting people in ovens. That was sort of a very big deal. But this is unbelievable. Like, what is she thinking?
You know, Todd, I apologize, because when you said that, I said, come on, that can't be true. But I just went to military.com, and Todd, National Guard and Reserve troops have to June 30th to be fully vaccinated. So that is an accurate statement. And I already think the vaccine mandate for health workers is I can't put the word together. But you add this information that they're going to be replaced with people who don't have to be vaccinated. Hypocrisy is underselling what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just, you know, I talked to this doctor quite a bit about these kind of things, and we have both agreed that your show is probably one of the better platforms to let new information out. So I needed to call in and let you know once I had stopped driving. So there you go. I wish I had better news to have things be brighter and more sunny, but we are living in just insanity.
That is, Todd, the fact that we have now confirmed what you said, that is...
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I can't believe this is the first I'm hearing about it at 5:15 on Wednesday the 29th. But Todd, that is eye-opening news, and thank you so much for bringing that to us.
No problem. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. That's Todd in East Aurora. Wow. I was about to say something else, and we will get to it, but this is eye-opening, what Todd just exposed. And what I confirmed on military.com is that the National Guard does not have to be vaccinated until June 30th of 2022. Now, unless New York State made any statewide mandate for the National Guard in New York State, which I'm not even sure they can do, but if they did, I have not heard about that, but we are going to look that up. We are going to look that up in the break, because if the National Guard that's going to step in the hospitals in New York State don't have to be vaccinated until June 30th. How can they step in? I mean, are they going to only fill those spots with vaccinated National Guard medical team? I mean, this is eye-opening stuff. If, again, unless New York has slipped something in there that says in New York State, you have to be vaccinated by a certain date. And maybe that's the case. I do have to look that up. Because if that's true, I think questions have to be asked. Now, we're talking about complaints, and I want to know if you agree with me on this. Because I felt like this didn't get the coverage it should have gotten. But remember when... I apologize. I should not read the text board and try to talk. You know, something I try to remind myself. Remember when Governor Cuomo was leaving and we were talking about his administration leaving, and a name that came up was, well, Howard Zucker needs to leave. Howard Zucker needs to be the first member of the administration out there, right? I mean, but it took until a week ago for Howard Zucker to resign. I mean, is it just me, or is that a bad look for Governor Hochul? And I mean, Howard Zucker was able to stay on this administration until whenever the new doctor takes over. I mean, he's still on that administration as of right now until the new appointee takes over. But does anyone else think that's absurd that Howard Zucker stayed on the administration as long as he did? I mean, he was one of the more familiar faces from the Cuomo administration. He was one of the familiar faces when it came to the hiding of the nursing home data in the Cuomo administration. And he was one of the last members of his administration to leave. And I don't know if... I know he resigned. I don't know if that was requested by the governor. But that is absolutely... Talk about mind-numbing. It took that long for Howard Zucker to stop. Howard Zucker should have been gone the day Governor Cuomo was gone. I mean, Governor Hochul had her lieutenant governor selected. Why did it take Zucker so long to step down? And could you imagine, and I hate to do this, I'm sorry, I hate to do this, but if it was a Republican governor, don't you feel it would have gotten a lot more coverage? That he was still there? MSNBC would have probably had a clock on the bottom of the screen saying Zucker still in office and counting up the days since Cuomo left if parties were reversed. I'm just guessing. That's how they would have covered it. 803-0930, star 930. We are talking about your complaints. What locally are you complaining about? What locally is bothering you? The baby is breathtaking. It is a, you know, and I noticed this yesterday. The sky looked this gorgeous yesterday midday as I was driving returns to Kohl's. This is a great, beautiful sky we have, and I know I'm obsessing over it, and I apologize. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here. We're taking your complaints. The complaint desk is open. This is one of my favorite topics that Tom does throughout the year on this show, and I hope he doesn't get mad at me. I hope he's okay with me taking that topic for 2 hours, for 2 hours of the show today. He appreciates that I'm doing it out of respect for the topic more than anything. And I started this topic off with my main complaint, that is the way unvaccinated people are treated. And you don't locally have to look any further than Doug Allen, the Sabres anthem singer, who decided that he's had COVID. He is going to go with natural immunity instead of a vaccine. And he stepped down from singing the anthem. Okay. He didn't force that opinion on anyone. He didn't get in anyone's face about being vaccinated. All he said was he had a personal decision to make, and he made it. He didn't shame anyone who didn't make the same decision. He didn't say anything disrespectful of those who didn't make the same decision. He said he made a personal decision, and that's why he's stepping down. He didn't throw any shade at the Sabres. He didn't throw any shade at the county. He said he made a personal decision. And there was no hatred in his statement. It was just explaining why he won't be there this year. And the comments on that statement and the things said about him on social media, on other media outlets, some of which might be used to line your hamster cage. Though I just full of hate because this man made a personal decision. And again, it wasn't, you know, how dare the Sabres? How dare Erie County? He didn't say anything but nice things about the Buffalo Sabres. And he didn't mention the county once. Good for him. He made a decision, and he, I think with nothing but class, came out with a statement of why he won't be singing the anthem. In the memes on social media, the comments on certain media outlets' Facebook posts were just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting, the things these people say. And they're the same people that 5 years ago told us that Donald Trump was full of hate. But I guess it's okay now because, and one of our earlier callers was 100% right. These people that are shaming those that that made a personal decision, they think they know all. They think they're better than all. And it's always been that way. But they think they are better than you. They know more than you. And they are going to shame you. This isn't the first time. It's not the first time they've done this. You know, I can remember in high school being a George Bush supporter. And again, I was really into politics in high school. And the things people would say to me, just because, you know, in class, I would give a more positive view of current events, of a more positive view of the Bush administration. And those exact same people now, they've grown up, and apparently they're bloggers on the left side, and they're just shaming these people because they made a personal choice. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that just think they're better than you. I just don't get it. And again, 5 years ago, they were talking about, you know, don't vote for Trump because of his hate. It just, I mean, do they read their own social media post? I guess not. 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. What is your complaint? Apparently, the last texter also complaining about me. That's fine. 803-0930, that's the phone number. That's the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. I'd like to hear what locally is grinding your gears here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly. Last segment here on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, there's a texter that was saying something very nice to me, and then I played that bump, and they said something very mean that I can't say on the air, or I will not be here tomorrow. So maybe a lot of you are hoping I say that on the air. We are talking about your local complaints. Someone gave me a good idea, but I need someone to second this idea at 803-0930 on the text board. Someone said, aren't you going to recap your wedding for those of us who couldn't listen at 2 o'clock? Would like to hear how it went. If you agree with that, texter, we could definitely end with that because I do forget that it's a four-hour show and many of you are doing something else at 2 o'clock. So if one other person seconds that at 803-0930 on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, I'll give another recap of the awesome weekend that it was. 803-0930, Terry in Texas. Nice caller to get on your first day back. Terry, good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon. Congrats on the wedding, man. Glad everything worked out well.
I appreciate it, Terry. Yeah, you know, it was a great day all around.
Did you do the chicken dance?
No chicken dance. I have to say, the speeches were all great. I thought Katie's matron of honor gave a great speech, and B-Maz, obviously we know he can give good speeches. He gave a great speech as well.
That's outstanding. Well, I just had a couple complaints. First one, I really only had one until you played that bump. So that song is your bump. I always think he says Love Doctor. I don't know why. That's funny.
No, it's the Love Charger, Terry.
I know, but I always forget. I mean, how many times you say it, I'm always just think it's Love Doctor and sing with it like that. But I got a complaint. I think it encompasses, for the most part, everything. Idiots. There's idiots everywhere. They're at the drive-thru. They can't figure out what they want when they get to the speaker of a restaurant they've been through 1,000 times.
Dude.
Drive.
Yes.
Write checks. They can't work the debit card machine. I somehow end up behind them when they want to buy 42 lottery tickets. They just don't know which ones they want.
You're speaking my language right now. The drive-through where someone is. That's why if you don't know your order, mobile order that and just drive up to the window. Number two. Yeah, the lottery thing. I hate it when, you know, you're at a machine, maybe the card's not working, you have to go in to pay for your gas, and it's someone, like you said, buying 42 lottery tickets.
Oh, my God. It never fails. I end up behind somebody buying lottery tickets. I'll be in a rush. It's always when I'm definitely in a rush. I end up behind that person. It's like, oh, let me get a number 7. No, wait, no. Number 3. Wait, did anybody hit on number 5? I'm like, man, I'm just trying to go to work, man. But, you know, they're there, and I couldn't pin down just one thing to complain about. So I just, you know, them, tailgaters, people that don't use their turn signals, people that when there's nobody behind you and you're in the right lane of traffic and they pull out from the right of you, you know, out of a parking lot, they pull out in front of you, make you slow down only for them to make a right after you, after they get in front of you. Like, I just don't understand why they couldn't wait for you to get past them. Then they could do that. But
that's,
I could probably go on for 4 hours just talking about idiots.
Yeah. Terry, I'm sure you could go on talking about traffic idiots. I'm sure you see a lot of them.
Yeah. No, I could do a week's worth. I could do a week worth podcast just on morons that drive with their animals in their lap while they're eating a McMuffin, putting on makeup, or talking on the phone, or trying to figure out, you know, how to work their new radio. I don't know. I don't get people, man. I stay in the house. I'm getting old, getting cranky, I'm getting bitter. I stay in the house and listen to WBEN.
Well, hey, Terry, we appreciate that, and the good people at Odyssey to appreciate that.
I hope they do, and I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good one. Be safe, and I will talk to you soon, I'm sure, brother.
Terry, great talking to you on my first day back. I appreciate it, man. That's Terry in Texas opening a line for you. And those are the everyday things that bother you, right? I have to say, I do get bothered when people are at the gas station ordering 18, especially when it's a gas station that has the scratch-off machine next to the counter. You know, there's no reason to stand in line for a lotto tickets at most stores now. Most stores have a lotto machine. And not only do they give you lotto tickets, like the scratch-offs, you can also get your Take 5, your Mega Millions, your Powerball. You can get all those on the machine. No need to talk to somebody, especially when the person behind you, you know, they've got some hot dog buns and they're trying to get to a party. Terry, I completely agree. I appreciate the call. 803-0930, *930. Let's go to Frank in Amherst. Hey, Frank.
Hey, good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Frank, I'm doing well. What do you got for us?
I got one complaint. I'm an avid talk show listener. I've been for years. And one of the things that maybe because of this COVID thing is that I think people like myself and others I've talked to are kind of fed up with hearing about vaccines every day and about COVID every day. And I mean, there are other things to talk about that makes much more interesting.
And
one of the things they could talk about is the border. I mean, that affects the country.
Frank, I don't disagree. And, you know, every time I come on, I try to do at least one topic that has nothing to do with COVID to get our minds off it. But I don't disagree. I'm 100% right there with you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, and keep up the good work.
All right, Frank, I appreciate that. That's Frank in Amherst. How about Tony in Cheektowaga? Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm calling in regards to from the French Road situation that's been like for a decade now, from Union Road to Transit.
Yes.
And they're redoing stuff. I get it, you know, like the fire hydrants and, you know, the side where you pull over to the side, blacktop. But it's just been very, as you probably know, driving around this Western New York, it's been very irritating how they just keep doing patchwork.
That's
and it doesn't make anything better. I mean, the road right now on the right side heading from Union to Transit is like driving through a cornfield.
Oh, it's awful. And if you're driving from Transit to Union and you're right before Union Road, it's awful. It's like the 90 used to be after the Angola exit.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awful. And I always make the joke, you know, by the time they're done working on this street, they're going to have to start patching at the end again because they're just putting Band-Aids on the problem and not giving it a real solution.
Exactly. And I don't know if that's considered a state road and not a county road or a town road. So I don't know who's, like, doing it because there's three different types of, I guess, paving companies that work for certain, you know, municipalities, I guess. But,
Well, that's a complaint of mine. There's always someone in charge, someone different in charge of every road, and you never know who to complain about the condition of the road, because anytime you make a statement, it's like, oh no, actually, Joe, it's the other town, or it's the county, or it's the state. That's the most annoying thing, is you have no idea what roads in whose hands.
Yeah, and that goes to where? Our county executive? Is that who's in charge of all that?
If it's a county road, which I would think French Road is, I could be wrong. If it's a county road, then that would go through Mark Pullengar's office.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody, all these, like we talked about, all these guys that want to get reelected, are they listening to the issues that are the residents and the taxpayers are concerned about? No, all they want to hear, like you were talking about before, is what they're going to close and what the mandates are for vaccines, you know?
That's taking over everything because, you know, hey, fixing a road doesn't show you the power they have. But if I can tell you that you can't go to this building, well, hey, I've shown you my power, and now you know who's in charge. Exactly.
Yeah. So from listening to the last few days, did you get married over the weekend?
I did, yeah. This is my first day back.
Congratulations.
Tony, thank you so much. I appreciate the call. That's Tony in Cheektowaga. And I had enough people second the text. So for those who missed it at 2 o'clock, let me tell you about the weekend that was. And I might also include a story that I didn't tell at 2 o'clock. So Saturday was just absolutely amazing. It was, you envision what the perfect day would be, and it was even more perfect than I think Katie and I had envisioned. Just the whole weekend, you know, the rehearsal dinner on Friday at Pearl Street was great. Saturday, the Thin Man on Chandler Street. Katie and I fell in love with that venue as soon as we saw it. I mean, as soon as we saw it, we were in love with that venue. And, you know, we had an image of what it should look like, what it's going to look like. And I have to say, I can't speak for Katie, but I can speak for myself, that it was even more perfect than what I had envisioned, what I thought it was going to look like. It was absolutely awesome. The Thin Man, the people at Thin Man Tapo, the Loft on Chandler, they did just an awesome job. The day was great. You know, it was beautiful weather through the day. We had awesome pictures at Delaware Park, awesome pictures at the Buffalo Cider Hall. But while we were there, we realized that this rain's moving in, and it's right for 5 o'clock. And so, you know, eventually we had to make a decision. Are we going to risk it, or are we going to move this stuff inside? And not only the people at Thin Man Tapo, but our DJ, Rick Schmidt, from Artistic Audio Entertainment. An awesome job. It was a 30-minute notice. They had it in 10 minutes, moved from across the street at the courtyard to upstairs at the venue. And, you know, at first we were a little bummed that we were no longer in the courtyard. You know, the rain had made it an indoor ceremony. I mean, the reception was going to be indoor no matter what. But now the ceremony is indoors. And you know what? I think if I could go back in time, it should have been indoors the entire time. It was just a great setup. And, you know, we did things a little non-traditional. Usually you wait till after the wedding to shake hands. Well, we had, you know, this wrench thrown into our plans. So Katie and I are at the reception place where we're now going to have the ceremony. People are walking up and we're just shaking hands and saying hello to people then. You know, so then after the ceremony, we can get right into the partying part. But that was great. Then after the ceremony, we did speeches, and I'm sure we'll talk more about this on BMAZ and Beamer tomorrow. Brian gave a great speech. Katie's matron of honor also gave a great speech, but I don't think there was much question that Brian was going to do so. And then Katie and I also gave speeches. Again, you know, not the most traditional reception, but we decided to welcome everyone and introduce our wedding party, and we had a little fun with that. And then we had dinner. The food, Thin Man Tapo, totally crushed it with the food. I mean, I had people all night telling me it was the best food they had at a wedding, or it ranks up there as some of the best food they've had at a wedding. The dessert table, which was all homemade from help from both families. And I heard the late night snack bar was good, but I never got there because, you know, I was just having too much fun. I mean, let me tell you this about DJ Rick. He not only crushed it when it comes to the setup, when it came to getting everything inside, he even went and got some family members who decided to walk outside before our first dance, got them in for so that everyone could see our cake cutting in the first dance. But we had a 3-hour dance window. You know, we started the dancing at 8 and went to 11, and he had that dance floor alive all 3 hours. I mean, we just kept adding. It wasn't one of those things where people were trickling off the dance floor. We just kept adding. Even the people that, you know, probably went to the dance or went to the wedding thinking they weren't going to dance, they ended up on the dance floor. And it was absolutely, it was perfect. And the groomsmen looked fire. And that's thanks to Riverside Men's Shop on Transit. And like Sandy said, Katie and I paid full price. So I can compliment all of them here on the air and let you know just how great they were. I mean, we were very fortunate that we surrounded our event with some of the best people. We're also very fortunate for our parents for taking care of a lot of the planning. So we didn't have to, it could be easier on us on our wedding day. And it was. It was absolutely, I am still, as I said, I am still high on the weekend. I mean, it was just a great night. And then the next day, my parents rented out a room at Big Ditch for the Bills game and for all the out-of-towners and people that wanted to watch the Bills game. And that was a lot of fun as well. So just a great weekend. You know, I had not been off of work for a week since I came back in 2017. And I'm happy to be back. Don't get me wrong. I am excited to be back. But it was such a great, great weekend. So I got to tell you a funny story. So Sunday after the Bills game, after the party at Big Ditch, Katie and I wanted to continue celebrating. Now, the night before on the shuttle back to the hotel after the wedding, and, you know, I had had some adult beverages. I was enjoying myself. You know, to this point, the best night of my life. It was with my favorite people, celebrating my favorite person. But, you know, we decided we want to stay downtown one more night. You know, we're both off on Monday. So I decided, hey, I'm going to book a, you know, a room for Sunday night so we can, you know, keep the party going one more night. So after the Bills game on Sunday, we go, to Bada Bing down on Chippewa, have a few adult beverages and some pizza, and then walk into the, hotel I thought I had booked. And I said, hey, you know, reservation for Joe Beamer. And the woman looked at me and said, are you sure you have a reservation? And I said, yeah, I made it last night. And I pick up my phone, look at the receipt. No, I had made it for this Sunday, not last Sunday. So had to quickly book another hotel and walk over there. But as it turns out, it's a non-refundable. So for this Sunday, Katie and I are staying in downtown too because I can't get my money back. So yeah, it was, like I said, it was a great weekend, and we get to follow it up with my buddy's wedding this weekend and moving into our new apartment, which I am very excited about, starting that process on Friday, moving into our new apartment, staying in the North Towns. We decided to stay in the North Towns, so I'll be right down the street from work. Pretty excited about that. And then I know my boss is not going to like me mentioning this, but in less than 2 weeks, Katie and I are taking our first road trip as a married couple, and that is to see the night primetime Notre Dame-Virginia Tech game in Blacksburg, Virginia. And I cannot wait for the Hokies to upset the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. That'll be a fun trip and hopefully a fun game. And yes, if you were wondering, I did watch the Virginia Tech game while I was getting ready for my wedding. But, you know, I was getting ready for my wedding too, but the game was on. I had nothing to do until pitchers. What was I supposed to do? Not watch the game? But it was a fun weekend. And like Mike Siegel said this yesterday, and Mike Siegel's 100% correct. You guys are, in my opinion, the best audience. But unlike Mike, I've only worked in this audience. You guys are a great audience. We have the best listeners. The interaction on this station when I get to host is awesome with the calls, the text, and your Facebook messages on Saturday, your comments on the picture Sunday and the following days. Absolutely beautiful, and I'm so fortunate to be able to host here on WBEN and have such a great audience. You guys are great. I know that's just the people of Western New York, you know. You guys are awesome, and you have no idea how much those comments meant to me. And reaching out when I first came in this afternoon on the text board. It's absolutely beautiful, and I love you guys for it. Thank you so much. I'll be back here tomorrow for Tom. I'll also be in for Beamer on BMAZ and Beamer tomorrow morning here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.